Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Potato, anyone listening? KFAWA, this is Charlie 8, Charlie Papatango. Good afternoon, happy Palm, happy Sunday, and happy Palm Sunday, KC, CPT. This is Kilo Charlie, Charlie Papatango. Do you got a copy? Over.
Yeah, I copy. WSA.
How's it at? You kind of like very weak in the system of the Medica repeater. But anyways, I do read a little bit, but not as good though. But anyway, I still can copy it all. But anyway, the name here is Don, Delta Oscar November. Good to hear you on the Medica repeater. And what's your name and what's your QTH? Sounds like you're far away. This is KC8CPT. Back to you, over.
Yeah, my name is John Lewis. I'm WFAWS. And I'm on a 10-watt handheld on low power using a shorty antenna.
Okay, very good. I mean, that's probably got you relating to the week of the reception that I'm hearing from you, because you're not very strong as you would be if you were on the base, and that, then it's okay. But anyways, you sound pretty good, though. I do read you, and I had to come close to the extremes because I can hear you, you know. But anyways, good to know you, and there's John, and nice to meet you on the repeater. And want to know about the QTH. What's your QTH there, over?
QTH.
What's your location there, over?
I'm at apartment in West Mount Hope.
I think you said West of Hope or something. I'm not sure, but I didn't very clearly understand what you said, but what you told me where your QTH was at. And maybe you can run that by me again, and maybe I can hear you next time around there. So, anyways, I want to hear a J-pole antenna with the ICOM 1200 radio I'm using, about 45 watts, I think I'm putting out, so... that's the condition here on this end there, KC-CPT. And I think you probably live up north there, maybe you can tell if it's up north where you're talking from. KC-CPT.
Okay, I'm on a Radcal RC950 Pro with a stubby antenna, and I'm South Hope, very close to Waverly Road.
I don't know where that would be to my knowledge, though, but very good, but I do copy it, though. Sound like you're way up there on the west side of the state, or maybe up north somewhere, maybe on the west side, but maybe I'm not sure. But anyway, it's very good. I'm not sure where that's at, but thank you for going back and getting that information that you told me. But good to hear you up there, John, so I'll let you go. Best of sunny to you. I just wondered who was out there. That's why I threw up my call. KC-CPT, clear on your final. Okay, over.
KFA-EWA signing off.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
KBSWR.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf, Western. Good afternoon, Matt. Could you please mark me in and out?
ABA-PCW, that's your name, John, is in and out. Thank you very much.
November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, in District 2, and I am in Mount Clemens. Over.
Net Control, this is Kilo, Foxtrot, Echo, Tango, Quebec, in and out.
This is Kilo Foxtrot, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out.
Kilo Foxtrot, Echo Tango, Quebec, in and out. Thank you. Anyone else who's been checking in the room, please come out.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Macomb County.
N8WRO,
This is Victor Echo 3, India, Julia, Zulu, in and out.
Victor Echo 3, India, Zulu, in and out. I think it was Victor Echo 3, can you come down, please?
Victor Echo 3, India, Julia, Zulu, Essex, Ontario, in and out.
Victor Echo 3, India, Julia, Zulu, I have you in and out. Thank you for checking in. I'll see you soon, Dan.
November
8, November Oscar Romeo, no traffic. And any other wire, could you even come to
WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, over.
WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, station. Are there any meetings? AAJDB, KEAGO. On that call, please?
Will do. This is KGDD Assisting Net Control for the Mission ARPSC Net. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, in and out.
KATON, if you copy by intercept, this is KJVD.
Roger, I do. Thank you very much. All right, well, we'll go ahead and we'll get started here. We've got 14 on the roster, my FFD or in and out. Let's see, we'll start off with some staff news.
Thanks for running the net, Max. Name here is Jim, EC for Washtenaw County. We had to abort our siren test last month because of bad weather on the Saturday, so we're going to go again. Another shot coming up this Saturday and see how things go. Hopefully the weather will be better and cooperate, and we can get back to checking the sirens here. Currently working on agenda items and getting a fun-filled meeting ready for the Washtenaw County Racing folks. And probably an awful lot of that will end up transmitting down to the RC folks for the next month's meeting. So we'll have racing in April and general RC in May. So that's sort of what we got set up here in terms of fun things going on down here. Other than that, not too much going on. Just enjoying the weather and looking forward to the spring and getting ready to go mess around in the yard. Once again, Max, thanks for running that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you. Say anything to do. Say you to do. And if there's something out there, I'll see that. Yeah, I just because the news that I've been today, I was just going to make the money in down there. But I think it's going to be a little bit more tomorrow. And I'm sure it's going to be a little bit more tomorrow. So I'm going to have to go. And I do hope you're speaking of weather. I hope you have better weather this coming weekend. The sirens are a valuable service for the county. And it's good to have you here. Some folks be able to do that. It's a great support for them. All right, next we'll go to WA4MIG and then the WA4MIG. Mr. Larry, I'm coming from Wayne County.
Yeah, good afternoon, KDATLN, with the official on my turn the Delta. And yeah, name is Ray, and we're down here across Macomb County. Just a rank and file member, but I like to check in once in a while. And everything going on here, I see that my auto tuner doesn't like that engine, but can't turn that anymore. So that's what I get to do tomorrow. Everybody have a great week, and hopefully see you next time, WA4, Mike Lima Delta.
All right, 784-MID, KUATLN. I apologize for putting you in the wrong time, but yes, here's the time. Thank you for checking in. Hope your antenna work goes well. We can have a weather for it. Although they say that it's going to take the coding in the time to put it in the time to put it in the time to put it in the time. How's it in Detroit?
Yeah, things are going well. Good evening to everybody on the net. Max, sorry to hear about the news that you shared earlier. But things are going pretty well. I'm still working on the WinLink RMS node that I'm working to install at Temple downtown Detroit. So we're making plans to get out for some final measurements and place orders for equipment, things like that. So definitely looking forward to that. And fingers crossed, hoping for our first successful remote test tonight. We'll see how that goes. Upcoming Wednesday, we'll be visiting the city of Detroit, Homeland Security Emergency Operations Center here in town, and just starting to build some relationships there and see how we can best support them. So definitely looking forward to that. So back to net control. Thanks, Max. NHQYQ.
All right, Jay, thank you for checking in again. NAQYQ, KEATM, thank you for checking out the CNET. Good luck with that continued effort in the putting the equipment up at Masonic, and hope to see the EOCJ as well there. Let's see, next up we're going to have the NAQVR, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Bryan, how are things going?
Things are going great, Max. Thank you very much. Just looking forward to the Skywarn training on the 25th of April. That's the 25th of April. And looking forward to the set coming up in May, first Saturday in May. This is NHBZR from Mount Clemens, and you're listening.
Hey, NABVR, KDATLN, this is actually at the FC Network. Well, all right, I'll hope that the Skywarn. Hopefully, we'll be able to glad you did exercise. I know that Dave will certainly have something great to go along with it. As I said, this is a great job off November.
Thank you.
for checking in. You always have a pretty good signal. It's just a nice feeling to swap your equipment around and it's still working. Let's go to WDAXC, followed by DE3RMG. Mr. Charlie, how are things doing?
Introduction, Max. This is WD8AXP, Charlie in Vicksburg, Michigan, District 5, Townsend County, not too far away from N8NOR. And not only did he get a new power supply, but I also purchased the same power supply. Yeah, we've been waiting since last convention to get this particular OPEC power supply, the 3005 model. They're just starting to get them into the for sale pipeline, and finally, through Ken's diligence, we found where they were, and we bought two. So he and I, we often have matching equipment. We seem to end up liking the same stuff, and over the years I want to thank Ken for calling my attention to his radio gear that caught his attention, so we can swap back and forth his antennas. I'm really glad to hear that Ken is loud and clear over in your neck of the woods, Max, since he's doing something a little non-standard, although it should be tried by others in the antenna world. It's a G5RV. Okay, we all kind of know what that is. And it's fed, instead of with 52-ohm coax, it's fed with 75-ohm coax. And his automatic antenna there takes care of the rest and loads up just fine. And there is no mismatch. As a matter of fact, it seems to match maybe even a little better than, say, a short run of 52-ohm coax on a G5RV antenna. So it makes me smile when you give him a good signal report over there, from over there. It was a sad news to hear about Smokey. I've known Smokey a long time, so he was definitely involved in public service, big time active in Calhoun County, and so I'm glad that he got mentioned on the net tonight, that's for sure. Max, we had a little amateur radio contingent meet with the St. Joseph County emergency manager. So that guy really got a baptism of fire with the tornado in Three Rivers a few weeks ago. And we set up an appointment to meet with them at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon over at the Sheriff's Department. We're getting more and more amateur radio infusion, at least into the thought patterns of emergency management. And now eventually we'll try to get up an EC for that county, since it's been without the EC for several years now. So that was a good positive meeting that we had last Friday afternoon. So I rambled on enough, and we'll kick it back to you, Max. So KE8DON, this is WD8AXB.
Thank you for checking in there. Yeah, you know, it looks like a smoky
Good afternoon to everybody on frequency. Obviously not involved with your club there, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I did know Joe a little bit, KEY4ZYQ. I had a couple conversations with Joe, but his voice was very well known over the airwaves and heard all around. I was off the air for about 10 years or so and got back on, I would say, about a year ago, and I've heard Joe numerous times, and I had a couple of Q-Souls with him. He was also a musician, and he's a very nice gentleman to talk to. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed. Anyway, that's about it. I just wanted to say good afternoon and comment on Joe. I didn't know you guys were going to mention that. But, yeah, he often was on the repeater over here in Windsor, and he talked with a couple of gentlemen, you know, all had some friends over here, let's put it that way. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed, and he's watching over us now. Anyway, thanks for letting me check in. Good to hear you guys. I'm curious where the repeater is. I put up a new antenna today, not myself. I had help, obviously. And it's a Diamond X300, about 35 feet, running 45 watts from Windsor. So I'm curious how my signal is and where the repeater is. Over, back to you.
All right, this is the IMT, KEQ on this section here, I see that. So, I can't see where the repeater is, maybe you like to see some shares between them and maybe you should just check it out. The next one right now is actually from HF, and we have a
I'll let you go. I'll turn it back to Nick.
This is AEARM. Over.
Alright, so I'm talking with you. I'm just saying,
good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUO, this is NAVDZ. No response heard, N8VDZ, clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8AKC, monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.